властвуйте. Шивая,
Шивая,
благостань,
благостань.
Ханья,
Ханья.
Има обичай да кроузрокуе. Ханани,
Ханани,
богатство,
богатство.
Шатрава,
Шатрава,
неприятеля.
Катхам,
Катха. Из кого разлога? Сахам,
Саха.
Он. Вира,
Вира.
Витяжки,
Витяжки.
Шриям,
Шриям,
обиля, Анга,
Анга,
О,
О,
Дустьяджам,
Дустьяджам,
Ненадмашива, Юва,
Юва,
У цвету младост,
У цвету младост,
Айшта,
Айшта,
Желео,
Желео,
Усраштум,
Усраштум,
Достави,
Достави,
Ахо,
Ахо,
Узви,
Узми.
Са.
Са. Асуби.
Животом.
Животом.
Превод. Био је тако велики цар, да би сви непријатели долазили и поклонили се до његових стопала и предали све своје богатство за властвујту добрику. Био је пун младости и снаге и поседовао је ненадмашива краљевска обиља. Зашто је желео достави све, укључујући и живот? Смисао. Није било ничег непожељеног у његовом животу. Bio je mlad čovjek i mogao je duživo u životu u moći i izobilju. Stoga nije bilo ni govora o povlačenju iz aktivnih života. Nije bilo teško da sakupi državni porez jer je bio tako veliki i moćan ratnik da bi mu čak i neprijatelji dolazili i poklonili bi se pred njegovim stopalima i predali sve bogatstvo za svoju vlastitu dobrinu. Maharaj Parikšit je bio pobožan kralj. Pobedio je neprijatelje i zato je kraljevstvo bilo u punom cvatu. Bilo je dovoljno mlijeka, žitarica i metala i sve su reke i planine bile pune moći. Tako je s materijalne strane sve bilo zadovoljavajuće. Prema tome, nije bilo govora o privremenom ostavljanju kraljevstva, nije bilo govora o prevremenom ostavljanju kraljevstva i života. Mudraci su želili da čuju o svemu tome.
Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vidanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devam Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Bhaskacharya Satarine
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaurava Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Again we hear this morning about Maharaj Parikshit's great and admirable qualities.
Ponovo ovog jutra možemo čuti o veličanstvenim i odlikama koje su vredni hvale Maharaj Parikshita.
There is a certain secret in life.
Postoji jedna određena tajna u životu.
Very little people are able to understand it.
I jako mali broj ljudi je u stanju da je shvati.
If one gives up before he is forced to give up, he is safe.
Ako osoba napusti određenu stvar prije što je prinuđena da to učini, ona je spašena.
What does this mean?
Šta sad to znači?
At the time of death, every one of us is forced to give up everything.
U trenutku smrti, svi smo mi prinuđeni da sve napustimo.
If we give our desire to enjoy things separately from Krishna, we give that up before the time of death, then our life is uncomplicated and spiritually perfect.
Ali ako tu želju da jednostavno uživamo odvojeno od Krišne, napustimo, odbacimo je pre trenutka smrti, onda naš život postaje bezbrižan i duhovno uspešan.
In the Vedic scriptures there is a sacred order of sannyas.
U vedskom društvu postoji sveti red sanjas.
They carry this danda or stick with them, just like you see there. It has actually, it's quite interesting for you to hear. There are four, there are actually three long bamboo rods.
Znači, i takve osobe nose sa sobom ovu dandu ili štab. I bilo bi jako zanimljivo da čujete nešto o tom štapu.
And then there's a small boat. It looks like a bow without a string. Thing up in on the top of the staff.
I taj štap sadrži tri dugačka štapa sa malim lukom bez
like half moon.
Lukom poput polumjeseca koji se nalazi na vrhu tog štapa.
Yes. So these three long stick mean body, words and minds.
Dakle, ova tri dugačka štapa znači telo, riječ i um.
Which are to be engaged in Krishna's service.
Koji se svi trebaju uključiti u služenje Krishna.
In other words, the sannyasi ideally should not speak anything which is not connected with Krishna's activities. He should not do in his any activity which is not connected with Krishna's activity, and he should not think any thought which is not connected with Krishna.
Drugim rečima, sannyasi idealno ne bi smeo govoriti ništa što nije u vezi sa Krishnom, ne bi smeo činiti nijednu aktivnost koja nije povezana sa Krishnom aktivnostima i također ne bi smeo pomisliti ništa što nije u vezi sa Krishnom.
The individual soul, the jivatma, is represented in this stuff by this half moon small stick. It means he, the soul, who has body, words and minds, must engage them exclusively in Krishna's service.
Jiva, jivatma, duhovna duša, je predstavljena učitavoj toj stvari zahvaljujući pomoću tog polumjeseca i to u stvari znači da polumjesec ili jiva treba uključiti svoje reči, um i aktivnosti u služenju Krishna.
Now, since the time of Vishnu Swami, a fourth danda or stick has been added, a long one.
Ali od vremena Vishnu Svamija dodate četvrti štap.
And therefore we in our sampradaya have also added this fourth stick, which means devotion to Krishna.
I mi smo u našoj sampradaji također dodali ovaj četvrti štap koji predstavlja devociju kod Krishna.
Was this a little it was maybe a little unclear? Is it clear to all of you?
Da li je svima jasno?
Half clear.
Pol jasno.
Clear? Quarter clear? How is it with you? Do you understand?
Četvrtinu čisto ili da li si potpuno shvatio? Da li te
razumio? Yes. Three sticks, body, words and minds. Small stick representing the jiva, he has to engage it in the service, since Vishnu Swami, a fourth stick, devotion to Krishna.
Znači, tri štapa koji predstavljaju tijelo, riječi i um, onda mali polumjesec koji predstavlja jivu koju treba sve te stvari uključiti u služenje Krishna i od Vishnu Swamija pa nadalje nalazimo četvrti štap koji predstavlja devociju.
So someone who carries this is called sannyasa. San means everything and nyasa means negating.
Znači osoba koji nosi ovo...
Njema, it means like njema.
Yeah. Anjasa. Znači san, znači sve, anjasa, znači...
negating.
Negacija ili nema.
Yes. There's nothing else than for a sannyasi than to engage body, words and minds in Krishna's service.
Da sannyasija ne postoji ništa izvan uključivanja tijela, uma i riječi u Krishna službu.
Now you will be fascinated to hear that in the Bhagavad Gita the word sannyas appears two times.
Bićete zapanjeni i fascinirani da čujete da se u Bhagavad Gita reč sannyas ponavlja dva puta.
And they are not in the context of a life order.
I to ne u smislu životnog reda.
But it is said that someone who is in Krishna consciousness must practice putting down everything which is not connected to Krishna slushba.
Već se kaže da osoba koja je uključena u svjesnost Krishne treba odbaciti sve što nije u vezi sa Krishna službom.
You follow, not every one of us can be in the order of sannyas because some are grihastas and some are matajis.
Dakle, da li pratite? Ne možemo svi mi uzeti red sannyas, jer neki su grihaste, neki su matajis.
Some are brahmacharis.
Neki brahmacharis.
And it might be too early to officially take this order of life.
I možda je prerano da se oficijalno uzme taj red života.
But everyone, no matter of if bhakta or temple president, must or should practice putting aside all other engagements and concerns which are not connected with Krishna.
Ali svako, bez obzira da li je bhakta ili temple president, treba za sigurno odbaciti sva razumevanja i sve aktivnosti koje nisu vezane sa Krishnom.
Therefore, in that sense, all the members of the Krishna conscious movement are expected to be sannyasis.
U tom smislu, svi članovi pokreta svjesnosti Krishne, od svih njih, znači očekuje da budu sannyasi.
One should accept the sannyas all within the srca.
Osoba treba prihvatiti red sannyasa unutar srca.
Srce, aha, srce, sorry. Yeah, there's no word like srca. Srce. Srce. Good. Srce. Now I know it. I always thought Srce, but now... So, every one of us. See, when you come to Krishna consciousness, you begin to understand this is prasad and this is boga. You make such a differentiation.
Dakle, kada dođete u svjesnost Krishna, počnete razumijevati. Ovo je prasad, a ovo je boga. Na taj način pravite razliku.
I think even a young bhakta learns these two words very brzo, isn't it?
Mislim da čak i mladi bhakta nuči ove reči jako brzo, zar ne?
When we hear boga, we know... It's not može.
Kada čujemo reč boga, onda znamo, to nije baš reč.
And when we sit down... And someone says to, oh, it's boga. Then we immediately stop eating and we say, okay, first it must be over.
I tako ako sednemo i onda nam neko kaže, pazi, to je boga. Onda mi odmah stanemo i znamo, ne, to se prvo mora ponoviti.
Because by our spiritual education we understand something which is not offered to Krishna is not at all helpful for our development in Krishna consciousness. In fact, it is harmful.
Dakle, našim duhovnim obrazovanjem to učimo. One stvari koje nisu ponuđene Krišni nisu uopšte zdrave za naše razvijenje svjesnosti Krišne. Upravo suprotno, mogu je povrediti i uništiti.
Now you will be interested to know that the word boga in Sanskrit does not only refer to foodstuffs.
Biće to zainteresirani da čujete da sanskritska reč boga se ne odnosi samo na hranu.
For instance, if one looks at a woman, if one is a brahmachari, with the idea of subtly enjoying, then that woman is boga.
Naprimjer, ako osoba koja je brahmachari i gleda ženu sa težnjom da subtilno uživa, onda je ta žena boga.
Or vice versa, if the woman looks at a nice, muscular man, with a different idea than a thought related to Krishna consciousness, then this man is for her boga.
I obrnuto. Ako žena gleda na privlačnog i mišićevog muškarca sa drugom idejom, osim ideje povezanosti sa svjesnosti Krishne, onda je taj muškarac za tu osobu boga.
Or if you go through the town and you see a cinema poster advertising a new dramatic movie, then if that is not related to Krishna, then the cinema poster and the film is boga.
Također, ako idete kroz grad, onda vidite plakat za kinom i na njemu se reklamira najnoviji jako dramatični film. Ako takav film nije u povezanosti sa Krishnom, onda su i film i plakat boga.
It is not a very it is harmful for your development in Krishna consciousness.
I to može jako i to je jako škodljivo za razvijanje vaše svjesnosti Krišne.
Now generally this point is more difficult to understand than bhoga in relationship to food.
Naravno, ove poante je malo teže shvatiti nego pojam Boga koji se odnosi na hranu.
Because somehow food is such a thing, it we all have made good experiences with food, which is offered to Krishna, which is prasadam. I mean, we all know from our past experience the bhoga which we ate, that didn't satisfy the sritsaya somehow, isn't it?
Svi imamo znači pozitivna iskustva sa hranom koja je ponuđena Krišni. Znači, prijala nam je. Dok s druge strane je hranu koju smo prijeli Boga, ona uopšte nije godila našem srcu.
We are no, for instance, in Vrindavan I ate wrong food one day, and I was in the night, I was thinking I was dying. I was liquids were flowing from my body from three paths, from three gates.
I jednom sam tako Vrindavanu jeo krivu hranu. Navečer jednostavno sam mislio da ću umriti. Tekućinu su isticale iz tri kapije na mom tijelu.
Parallel, you know, at the same time.
I to isto vremen.
I was losing my consciousness, waking up under the night sky.
Izgubio sam svjesnost i se probudio se ispod noćnog neba.
And the only one who was with me at that time was not a human being, but a pas.
Jedna osoba koja je bila kraj mene u tom trenutku nije bio ljudsko biće, nego pas.
He licked the vomit.
I on je lizao život.
And I said, Moshe, this is the time of death.
Ja sam mislio, vrijedom, eto došlo i vreme smrti.
Let it come.
Neka dođe.
It's Vrindavan.
Yeah.
So, that was wrong food. And therefore there was a violent reaction immediately.
To je bila pogrešna hrana. I zato je došlo do snažne reakcije.
So, somehow we know, if we eat bhoga in relationship to eating, we are a little bit, we are afraid not to do so.
I tako, na taj način razmišljamo. Ako prihvatamo Bogu, pri tome mislimo na hranu, onda znamo da nam to može naškoditi.
Isn't it, Vivekananda? That we don't like to eat this. Yes, yes. Really? You are honest?
Da li si iskren, da ne želite jesti Bogu?
Yeah, yes. One doesn't want to eat it, yes. Now, when it comes to bhoga in relationship to other sense objects, like something you can see or hear, then somehow it's more difficult for us to understand that it is harmful, and we are not as careful.
Ali kada je u pitanju Boga koje se odnosi na druge čulne objekte, na druga čula, kao što je recimo slušanje, nešto što se može čuti,
music,
nešto što se može vidjeti,
films, women, you know, all these things which are for the other senses.
Sve te stvari koje se odnose na druge čula, onda više nismo tako oprezni i nismo toliko svjesni štete koje nam mogu nanijeti.
And the reason is because our culture is so materialistic.
Razlog je tome što je naša kultura tako materialistična.
They don't understand how due to a contaminated consciousness, a lusty intelligence, mind, their life is actually pačo.
A oni ne shvataju da jednostavno zbog njihove zakontaminirane svjesnosti, zbog požude i pohlepe, njihov život je pretvoren u pakao.
Yes, look at a town like Zenica.
Pogledajte recimo grad poput Zenica.
Everyone in Bosnia understands that is pačo.
Svako u Bosni shvata, to je pačo.
Because there are 100 fabrička who put these unhealthy airs in the air.
Jer tamo postoji na stotine tih fabrika koji ispuštaju te nečiste vazduhe.
Or the war between Croatia and Serbia, everyone understands that's pačo.
Ili recimo rat između Hrvatske i Srbije, svako smatra, pa to je pačo.
I could many give you many examples, but I think the two are sufficient where everyone understands this is harmful, this is not good.
Mogu vam tako navesti puno primjera, ali mislim da su ova dva dovoljna da bi shvatili da to škodi, da nije dobro.
Why are these things nevertheless there?
Ali zašto sve te stvari ipak postoje?
Because of a polluted mind and intelligence.
Zbog zagađenog uma i inteligencije.
If people would have a clear Krishna conscious mind, there would be no zinicha and no war between Croatia and Serbia and Muslimia and Albania and Macedonia and this and that and the other thing.
Tako, kad bi ljudi imali um koji je prožet čistom svjesnosti Krišne, onda ne bi bilo ni zenice, ni rata između Srbije, Hrvatske, Muslimije i Albanije i svih
osnovi. Now our mind becomes dirty and polluted if Krishna is not there.
Naš um postaje prljav i zagađen ako Krishna nije prisutan.
I was already talking about this in Beograd, but I want to also make this point here. See, purity of consciousness is not a state which you just have.
Ovome sam govorio u Beogradu, ali ovdje bi isto želio napomenuti. Shvatite, čistoća svjesnosti nije stvar koju jednostavno posjedujete.
You have to every day do something to support and to maintain and to establish that purity.
Svaki dan morate raditi na tome da uspostavite, da podržite i razvijete tu čistoću.
It's just like with your clothes. You can't say I washed my shirt 1 week ago, but no need to wash it now.
Upravo poput odjeće, ne možete reći pa oprao sam košulju pre nedjelju dana, nema potrebe opet.
Or with eating, you can't say I've eaten yesterday, no need to eat now.
Ili isto i sjedenjem, ne možete reći pa evo juče sam jeo, nema potrebe.
You have to wash and eat every day.
Morate prati i jesti svaki dan.
Otherwise you know, your purity wouldn't be there and your physical strength wouldn't be there.
U suprotnom, vaša čistoće neće biti čistoće, a izgubit ćete i snagu.
And much the same, if we want to have a pure mind and be spiritually strong, we have to adopt the process of purification every day. No.
Na sličan način, ako želimo imati duhovnu snagu i čistoću, onda moramo prakticirati i prihvatiti proces prečišćenja svakim danom iznova.
When we wake up, we immediately should know this is another chance this day.
Čim se probudimo, trebamo shvatiti. Ovaj dan je još jedna šansa.
I can get more spiritual strength today and I can again purify my mind.
Danas mogu dobiti još više duhovne snage i mogu ponovo pročistiti svoj um.
Today I can practice the adventure of surrender.
A danas mogu prakticirati avanturu predavanja.
Yes. And I can try to become dear to Krishna today.
I danas mogu pokušati da postanem drag Krishna.
Today I can practice humility.
Danas mogu prakticirati poniznost.
Today I can practice remembrance of Krishna.
Danas mogu prakticirati sjećanje na Krishna.
Today I can practice that my mind is there present when I chant.
Danas mogu prakticirati jednostavno to da mi um bude prisutan za vrijeme mantranja.
Yes, today I can try to serve the Vaishnavas.
Danas mogu pokušati da služim Vaishnavama.
Today I will bring people in contact with Krishna consciousness.
I danas ću dovesti ljude u kontakt sa svjesnosti Krishna.
Yes, I will distribute as many books as possible.
Podijelit ću što je moguće više knjiga.
Oh, I will cook prasadam that everyone just thinks this world has turned it to paradise.
I skuhat ću takav prasadam da će svi misliti da se svijet pretvorio u raj.
Yes. So, in other words, a devotee must daily practice to purify his mind and his intelligence. He can't say, well, he can't become sloppy or, how do you say, he can't become careless.
Znači, bhakta mora svakodnevno prakticirati taj proces očišćenja. Ne smije postati slab ili bezbrižan.
Otherwise there won't be any strength for him to say no to this material contaminations which enter our minds constantly by the agents of Mayas, by the help with the help of the agents of Mayas.
U suprotnosti, jednostavno neće biti u stanju da kaže ne ovim agentima Maje koji kontaminiraju njegovu svest.
You will be interested to hear that our mind is constantly surrounded by six powerful enemies who are just waiting until we become careless and inattentive.
Biće zanimljivo za vas da čujete da je naš um okružen sa šestoricom jako moćnih neprijatelja koji neprestano čekaju da na našu nepažnju.
See, yesterday when we left Senica in the night, one militia man said, "Good luck."
Recimo jučer, kad smo napustili Zenicu, jedan milicajac je rekao, puno sreće.
So, Bakta Uwe and myself have not yet seen much of the Yugoslavian war, so we immediately thought, but maybe that means that there are some wild armies, you know, on the way who might become dangerous to us.
Evo Baktuve, ne znam baš puno našem o ratu koji se ovdje zbiva. Pa smo svi pomislili, pa možda je to puno sreće značilo da u naokolo postoje neke divlje grupacije vojne koji jednostavno čekaju na nas.
Yeah, therefore we thought maybe now some night adventure comes.
Evo smo mislili, možda će sada doći do noćne avanture.
So, that's why he says good luck.
I zbog toga je rekao puno sreće.
So, we looked all the way up. But let's see if something has happened.
Čitavim putom smo gledali da se nešto dogodi.
And if something would have happened, he would have stopped the car immediately and jumped into the bushes.
Kad bi se nešto dogodilo, osnovno bi smo zastavili kola i skočili u grmet.
Only our Jabba Maras with us, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Stavili smo Jabba.
So we were like this, very attentive. So this is a devotee must be like this when it comes to his six enemies.
A kada bhakta se mora tako odnositi i u odnosu sa svojih šest neprijatelja.
Obviously I'm exaggerating a little bit. I mean, I would just want to give an example which everyone can understand.
To je jednostavno bio samo jedan mali primjer koji da bi svako mogao razumjeti poantu.
I must say, privately, I was half asleep during the whole car ride.
Da budem iskren, bio sam u polusnom čitavo vreme.
Yes. So, but I think you can understand the example.
Ali mislim da morate shvatiti primjer.
If you are aware of, if you think there is some danger, then you are very careful.
Ako mislite da postoji neka opasnost, onda ste jako oprezni.
But if you think everything is može, you make a mistake maybe.
Ali ako mislite da je sve u redu, onda možete načiniti grešku.
So these six enemies which are there around the mind is lust, anger, pohlepo, then envy, illusion and madness.
I ovih šest neprijatelja koji se nalaze tu oko nas su požuda, gnev, pohlepa.
Greed, isn't it? Pohlepa, yes.
Znači, požuda, pohlepa, ljutnja, iluzija, ludilo i zavist.
Zavist, yes. Zavist means envy. Zavist, yes, that's right. So, this is the danger.
I prisutno je znači ta opasnost.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, even if I only look at a wooden doll of a woman, these enemies can come.
Who? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu je rekao, ako samo pogledam drvenu statuju žene, ovi neprijatelji mogu pristupiti.
When we are not careful, then the enemies of Maya will easily pollute our minds.
Kada nismo pažljivi, neprijatelji Maje će lako zagaditi našu mozak.
They're just waiting.
Oni jednostavno čekaju.
I can see them around you. They are sitting just next where you are.
Mogu ih vidjeti svuda oko tebe. Oko vas.
They look very ugly.
Jako ružno izgledaju.
And they just wait until you make a mistake.
Čekaju samo na vašu grešku.
And you talk loopost. Then they come. Or when you sleep too long. Or if you don't surrender. Or if you stand during the chanting like a dead man.
Yeah,
just waiting.
Samo čekaj.
Oh, a nice man from Bosnia. Yes. Therefore we must be careful.
Stoga moramo biti pažljivi.
And we must understand that Boga refers to all the sense objects in this world.
I moramo shvatiti također i ono što moramo shvatiti da Boga se odnosi na sve čudne objekte unutar ovog svijeta.
That what is not related to Krishna is illusion.
Ono što nije povezano sa Krishnom je iluzija.
And it can be harmful and it will be harmful to our lives.
Može biti i biće škodljivo za naše živote.
Yes. I want to conclude today's present lecture by telling you a story which is, as I always find it, very nice to make a Krishna, to make this point clear to us.
Želim zaključiti današnje predavanje sa jednom pričom za koju smatram da je izuzetno zanimljiva i povoljna da bi nam sve ove poante razjasnilo.
Once there was a very poor brahmana.
Postoji jedan jako siromašni brahmana.
He had not enough to eat.
Nije imao dovoljno za jesti.
And as a result, he was very skinny.
Rezultat toga da je bio izuzetno mršav.
One day his wife said to him, "You are known to the Supreme Personality of Godhead who has now appeared in the earth and lives in Dvaraka."
Jednog dana mu je njegova supruga rekla, "Tebe poznaje središnja božanska ličnost Krishna koji se sada pojavio na zemlji i živi u Dvaraci."
"I'm sure if you go to your friend Krishna, he will take care of our situation which is so poor, we can't even eat."
Sigurna sam da ako odeš Krišni, on će se pobrinuti za nas i na taj način će razrešiti ovu tako tešku situaciju, pa nemamo čak ni za jesti.
But he thought, well, I don't want to ask Krishna for material things.
Ali on je mislio, pa ne bih htio pitati, tražiti od Krišna materialne stvari.
Yes, both of us studied at our guru's house, Sandipani Muni.
Da, mi smo zajedno učili u kući našeg gurua Sandipani Munija.
But since that time I have not really seen him again.
Ali od tada nisam ga uopšte vidio.
So his wife insisted, not because of her own stomach, but because she felt very intensely for the benefit of her husband.
Ali njegova žena insistirala, ne zbog njegovog sopstvenog stomaka, već zato što je intenzivno razmišljala za dobrobit svoga muža.
But Sudama was not convinced.
Ali Sudama nije bio ubeđen.
He said, "Everyone's destiny is already written down."
Rekao je, svačija sudbina je već zapisana.
Also, Krishna's palace is very difficult to get an audience.
Također, doći u kontakt sa Krishnom, to je izuzetno teško.
There are so many demigods.
Tako puno polubogova ima to.
And Gandharvas.
Pa Gandharve.
They are waiting for days before the gates.
Danima čekaju ispred kapi.
It is crowded.
Velika je gužva tamo.
But his wife had good arguments. He said, "Krishna is your priyatelya. He is also in your heart. He knows when you are before the palace and he will make an arrangement that you will get into it."
Ali njegova žena imala dobre argumente. Rekla je, pa Krishna je tvoj prijatelj, a također prebivao unutar tvog srca. On će znati kada budeš došao ispred i onda će napraviti aranžman da uđeš.
Sudama said, "It's all right, my dear wife, Krishna is in the heart, but he may not help his devotees with material opulences. He may think it is harmful."
A onda je Sudama rekao, "U redu, draga moja žena, Krishna jeste unutar srca, ali možda on ne želi podržati svoga baktu sa materialnim obiljima. Može smatrati da je to škodljivo."
And I must also tell you, when I see my old friend Krishna, I can't manifest pohlepa.
A također moram ti nešto još reći. Kada budem vidio svog starog prijatelja Krishna, ne mogu onda manifestirati pohlepu.
But his wife said, all right, Moshe, then you simply don't say anything. Let Krishna just see you. He will understand the situation. Then the Brahmana said, well, I also like to see Krishna.
Onda je Brahmana razmišljao, pa ja bih također želeo vidjeti Krishnu.
That will be the greatest present in my life.
To će biti najveći poklon u mom životu.
To again let Krishna enter the path of my eyes.
Da ponovo Krishna dođe u vidokrug mojih očiju.
But then he thought, I must bring something for Krishna.
Onda je razmišljao, pa moram nešto i ponijeti Krishna.
So his wife understood his mind and went to the neighbors and just begged for palmful of broken chipped rice.
Njegova žena je shvatila njegov um, tako da je otišla u susjedstvo i isprosila pregrš jednu šaku riža.
So then the Brahman, so he gave it to the Brahmana who went towards Dvaraka and came to the bank of the ocean, looked at Krishna's beautiful city, which was with a halo full of effulgence in the distance.
Tako je Brahmana krenula prema Dvaraci i došao je do, do ruba oceana. Tamo je video predivni Krishnin grad koji je bio blistav.
He saw many golden palaces, assembly halls, fortresses, and powerful Yadavas protecting with their arms this city of Krishna.
Vidio je puno zlatnih palata, skupštinskih zgrada i tvrđava i vidio je također moćne jadove koji su sa svojim oružjem štitili Dvaraku.
Then when he came near to the to the town, he saw these so many palaces and he asked, where is Krishna's palace?
Kada je došao blizu grada, vidio je da ima jako puno palata. Pitao je, pa a gdje je Krishna palata?
And the people told him, every palace is Krishna's palace. He is present here in 60,108 palaces at the same time.
A ljudi su mu rekli, a sve palate su Krishna. On je prisutan tu u 16,108 palata isto vremena.
Now the amazing thing is he didn't have to wait before any gate. He just passed all the gates.
Zapanjujuća stvar se dogodila. On nije morao čekati na jednoj kapi, jednostavno je prošao.
And then when he was in the town, he just entered one of the palaces.
I kada je došao u grad, jednostavno je ušao u jednu od palata.
When Krishna saw him, he was sitting on his bed.
Kada ga Krishna vidio, bio je sedao na svom krevetu.
And stood immediately up.
Odmah je ustao.
His eyes were flooded with tears.
Njegove oči su bile preplavljene suzama.
And he embraced his priyatelja with both arms.
I s obe ruke je zagrlio svog prijatelja.
Then he took a bowl of gold.
Onda je uzeo zlatni vrč.
Pure gold. He put the feet of the Brahmana inside and washed them with his own hands.
I onda je stavio stopala Brahmane tamo i oprali s osobnim rukama.
And then in great bliss Krishna put the water on his head. the Brahmana couldn't say anything. Then Krishna worshipped him. This sandalwood pearl, paste, aguru, incense. He made an arati for the Brahmana and gave him madhupaka and cooked grains.
I onda je tako Krishna obožavao Brahmanu, stavio mu sandalovu pastu, onda napravio, onda mu ponudio aguru, incense, onda aratik i na kraju mu je dao madu parku i kuhane žitarice.
Then Mitravinda, one of the queen came, and Krishna's queen, who, and also worshipped Krishna.
E, onda je došla...
not Krishna, Brahmana.
I onda je došla i Mitravinda, jedna od Krishnih kraljica, i također obožavala Brahmana.
Then Krishna, just in so much love and friendship, took both of the hands of the Brahmana and just held the hands. He said, do you remember when we were, what is it, disciples? How we served our guru?
I onda je sa velikom ljubavlju Krishna uhvatio obe ruke Brahmane i onda mu je rekao, da li se sjećaš? Kada smo bili učenici, kako smo služili Guru.
One time, our guru's wife sent us into the forest to get firewood. And there was a terrible rainstorm coming.
I onda, onda jednog dana nas je guruva žena poslala u šumu da prikupimo drva, ali onda je nastala jedna velika oguja, praćena kišom.
Do you remember?
Da li se sjećaš?
Da, da. That was so heavy. And then, confused, it became night, we were driven deep into the forest.
Onda zbunjeni noćnom tamom, jednostavno smo odlutali duboko u šumu.
There was water all around us.
Svuda oko nas je bila voda.
We stayed on an island.
Mi smo jednostavno stajali na jednom ostrovu.
And we hold each other's hands.
I držali smo se za ruke.
And the only light was from these flashes.
I jedna svjetlost je dolazila od mulja.
We were freezing like anything. And in the morning, finally, our Guru Maharaj came personally and took us.
Tako smo se smrzavali i teko jutro je naš Guru Maharaj osobno došao i poveo nas natrag kući.
And he was, Krishna said, do you remember, he was so milosti. He had said, you boys have dedicated your lives to fulfilling my order.
Onda je rekao, vas dvoje dečaka ste jednostavno svoj život posvetili ispunjavanju moje naredbe.
Ignoring your own benefit, you are devoted to me only.
Zaboravili ste sve svoje lične dobrobiti i jednostavno ste predani meni potpuno.
Therefore, I give you a rare blessing.
Zato vam dajem jedan jako rijedak blagoslov.
Blagoslov, yes. The Vedas and Puranas will always stay in your mind. And when you speak, they will be in your speech.
Vede i Purane će uvijek ostati u vašem umu, a kad budete govorili, prisutni će biti u vašem govoru.
And since that time, says Krishna, by my guru's blagoslov, I'm filled with happiness.
I od toga vremena, rekao je Krishna, zahvaljujući blagoslovu mog guru, jer sam ispunio sreću.
Do you remember?
Da li se sjeća?
Ah, these were good days. So, they were talking like this. Krishna could understand the whole situation. The wife of his friend had sent him.
Krishna naravno mogu shvatiti tu situaciju, kako ga je supruga, kako je supruga poslala njegovog prijatelja.
But he was prepared to give his friend everything. But he thought, well, he must also give me something, only then I can give him.
Krishna je bio spreman da sve da svom prijatelju, ali razmišlja je, pre svega mi on mora nešto dati, tako će onda će i ja njemu.
But Sudama just said that his head was hanging down, he was remembering everything.
Ali se dama jednostavno tamo sjedeo sa pognutom glavom i prisjećao se svega.
So Krishna said, have you brought anything for me?
Sada je Krishna pitao, jesi je nešto donao?
And the Brahmana didn't say a word.
Ali Brahmana nije ni riječ progovorio.
Then Krishna understood he was embarrassed. Shy.
I onda je Krishna shvatio da je on, da se on stidi.
He went like, I think you have brought something. And he took some rice, this rice.
I onda je Krishna rekao, mislim da si ipak nešto donio.
And he said, oh, you have brought me rice, wonderful.
Donio sam je rižu, kako prekrasno.
In Gokula, my mother Yashoda always used to give me such cheap rice as you have brought.
U Gokuli, majka je što da mi uvijek dala tako jeftinu rižu.
I'm so thankful.
Tako sam ti zahvalan.
What am I doing here in Dvaraka anyways?
Šta je uopšte tražim ovdje u Dvaraka?
My heart is always in Vrindavan. Thank you very much.
Hvala ti.
So, he ate.
Ja ne to pojao.
And then the goddess Rukmini was there, and she said, my lord, it is more, it is enough. Please don't eat more. It is not fit for your eating.
И то было присутно и богиня Рукмини, и она представила Кришну и рекла: "О мой господине, довольно, немай više есть, то не погодно за тебе."
And she also said, "Have I offended you?"
Također pitala, da li sam ti nanio uvredu?
Do you want to leave me?
Da li me želiš napustiti?
Because now you eating the rice, this poor rice, poor quality rice.
Jer sada jedeš ovo rice niskog kvaliteta.
But so it is interesting. The Brahmana stayed one night at the palace of Krishna. And in that night he sent his yoga maya potency to the house of the Brahmana.
A tokom te noći on je poslao svoju moć energiju yoga maya do kuće Brahmana.
And she transformed the simple little thatched cottage into a palace with gardens and many servants.
I yoga maya je znači transformirala tu siromašnu kolibu brahmane u veličanstvenu palatu sa puno vrtova i sluga.
The brahmana, however, did not know about it.
Međutim, brahmana nije ništa znao o tome.
He thought, "I am the richest man now."
Sada sam najbogatiji čovjek.
Because Krishna has put me on the same bed. I was sitting on the same bed of Krishna.
Jer Krishna mi je dozvolio da sjednem na istom krevetu na kome on sjedi.
And I'm so happy that he has not given me any material wealth.
I tako sam sretan što mi nije nikakvo materijalno bogatstvo dao.
Because then I would become proud.
Jer u tom slučaju postao bi jako ponosan.
And then I would forget Krishna.
I onda bi zaboravio Krishna.
Krishna was so merciful. He thought, why should I curse my friend by giving him material wealth?
Ali Krishna je jednostavno bio tako milostiv. Misle, zašto bi prokleo svog prijatelja dajući mu materijalno bogatstvo?
Why should I curse him to become a greedy miser?
Zašto da ga proklinem da postane jednostavno pohlebni cicija?
So and he said, well, anyways, the person's destiny is written on his forehead. There's nothing to change.
I on je razmišljao. To je sve jedno, onako je sudbina svake osobe zapisana na njenom čelu. Ne može se promijeniti.
So the next morning he left back home.
Idućeg jutra je krenuo kući.
And when he came to his cottage, he saw this palace.
I kada je došao do svoje kolibi, se vidio je palacu.
Strange.
Čudno.
And he did not want to enter.
Nije htio ući.
It's not my palace.
To nije moja palaca.
But where is my cottage?
Ali gdje mi je koliba?
So, at that time, his wife, who had waited for him, saw him. Outside.
U to vrijeme žena koja ga je čekala ga je vidjela kako je vidjela da je on već prisutan.
And she was transformed into a beautiful woman actually.
A ona se također transformirala u predivnu ženu.
Enough in the stomach.
Imala je dovoljno stomaka.
Yeah. Healthy.
Strava.
She was riding in a pelican towards him.
I došla je prema njemu nošena na nosilici.
At first he didn't recognize her.
U prvo vrijeme on je nije prepoznao.
But then she just stood before him with tears in her eyes and said, "This is Krishna's milost."
Ali onda je ona stala ispred njega sa suzama očima i rekla, "Ovo je Krishna milost."
And she embraced her husband in her heart and walked with him into the palace.
Zagrla je svog muža unutar srca i krenula sa njim prema palači.
Now the husband never misused his material wealth for his own purposes.
Međutim, je nikad iskoristio to materijalno obilje za svoje sopstvene cilje.
He and his wife worshipped, got up very early every morning and worshipped Krishna.
Svako jutro su on i njegova supruga ustali jako rano i obožavali Krishna.
And they lived in the royal opulences
renounce Ve without accepting it for Boga.
Živjeli su, znači, u tom, usred tog kraljevskog obilja na jako odvojeni način, ne prihvatili to kao Bog.
And we become in a similar way very pure in our Krishna consciousness, like Sudaman, the Brahmana. Krishna will give us the whole world.
Na sličan način, ako mi postavimo jako, jako čisti u svjesnosti Krišne, poput Sudama Brahmane, Krišna nam može dati čitav svijet.
Especially when we are preaching Krishna consciousness, we can easily see it's just around the corner.
Posebno kada propovedamo svjesnost Krišne, jednostavno možemo vidjeti, tu je upravo iza ugla.
Especially in Yugoslavia, people are very friendly and very ready to accept Krishna consciousness.
Posebno u Jugoslaviji, ljudi su jako, jako prijateljski naklonjeni i uvijek spremni da prihvate svjesnost Krišne.
People want, you know, one boy came, I have a tone sound studio yesterday in Zenica. Come and make something.
Jučer je jedan dečko došao u Zenici i rekao, ja imam tonski studio, dođite i snimite nešto.
How can I become, I told him, you must now surrender to Krishna and come with us on tours.
Ja sam mu rekao, sada se moraš predati Krišni i doći s nama na turnej.
Oh, really? Hvala lepa. Thank you. Yeah, so, it's just around the corner.
Sve se nalazi upravo iza ugla.
But we must understand this, what is prasad and what is boga.
Ali moramo shvatiti šta je prasad, a šta boga.
Not only in relationship to food.
Ne samo u odnosu na hranu.
But in relationship to jivot.
Već u odnosu na, na život.
We should accept only those things which are good for us.
Moramo prihvatiti samo one stvari koje su dobre za nas.
Rising early in the morning.
Ustati rano ujutro.
Chanting intensely our rounds in a prayerful mood.
Intenzivno mantrati naše krugove sa raspoloženjem molite.
Talking no glupost.
Ne smemo pričati gluposti.
See, I'm living next to the Brahmacharya ashram in this temple, and I hear what you are talking, and I know many Yugoslavian words by now.
U ovom templu ja se živim blizu Brahmacharya ashrama i čujem što govorite, a do sada sam naučio iz dosta Jugoslavijskih pjesma.
I have heard much glupost. I know many more words than you think.
Znam puno više reći nego što uopšte pretpostavljam.
No, honestly, I have a feeling, intuitive feeling, what they mean.
Iskreno govoreći, imam jednostavno to intuitivno osjećaj šta, o čemu se radi.
Because I have given many lectures and I hear this all the time. Sweet, slatki Yugoslavian language.
Znaš puno lekcije dao i dosta se slušao taj slatki befanski.
I know words like konača. Tortoise.
Ah, go.
Yes, not even you know. Many details.
Puno reči koje su ovako jako delikatne.
So we must be a little bit more careful.
Dakle, moramo biti nešto malo pažljivi.
And then we must dedicate our life to preaching.
Također moramo svoj život posvetiti propovedanju.
If you have a little jivot, just put it in the preaching mission.
Ako imate malo života, jednostavno ga uložite u misiju propovedanja.
Everyone can distribute books or prasadam.
Svako može dijeliti knjige ili prasadam.
And say something to the priyateljas of Krishna.
Ili reći nešto prijateljima Bhakta.
And this way make the life successful.
Na taj način učiniti svoj život uspješan.
Wouldn't it be nice like this? But Krishna will not give us if we don't understand this principle of prasad and boga.
Ali Krishna nam neće dati ukoliko ne razumemo ovaj princip, šta je prasad, a šta boga.
Only if we want to serve Krishna for Krishna's pleasure, then he will give us.
Jedino ako želimo služiti Krišnu, za Krišnu zadovoljstvo, only jedno u tom slučaju će nam dati.
And we can learn this very nicely from the Brahman Sudaman.
I sve ovo možemo jako lijepo naučiti od Brahmana Sudamana, od Brahmana Sudamana.
So I want to end here this little lecture.
Ovdje želim završiti ovu malu lekciju.
Do you have any pretani questions?
You were talking about distinction between Boga and Prasadam, but I
eat too much.
But there's also other things.
Yeah.
So I want to know. I think that it is possible to even to accept Prasadam is Boga. I mean, is this possible?
Yes, I said this. If you eat too much, you accept Prasadam as Boga.
Pitanje je bilo, znači, da li napravili smo razliku između Prasadama i Boge, generalno govoreći, i sada da li se može i Prasadam prihvatiti kao Boga? A odgovor je da, recimo, ako jedete previše.
There is, for every one of us, there is something put aside by Krishna, by the laws of nature.
Za svakoga od nas zakoni prirode su nešto odvojeno.
And we should not take more than the Lord has put aside to us.
I ne smemo prihvatiti više nego što nam je Gospodin odvojio.
Now in the beginning, to eat too much is not such a great crime. It is good.
Sada u početku, naravno, jesti previše nije baš neki zločin. To je čak dobro.
If you eat too much prasadam, you will not desire to eat tuna kebab.
Ako jedete previše prasadam, onda nećete želiti da jedete
kebab. Whatever or other sinful food. But in relationship to prasadam, we should learn to eat what is set aside for us.
Znači, u odnosu na prasadam, trebamo jednostavno naučiti da jedemo ono što je za nas odvojeno.
Another thing is that one cooks with a I would say that's the main thing. If we get too much into the detail, then anyways, your young devotees, this is not, this is the main thing.
Uglavnom, to je najbitnije.
Yes. You can take prasadam as an object for your sense gratification.
Možete prasadam prihvatiti kao objekt čumnog zadovoljenja.
I have seen this many times. I have in Germany, you know, we have this there's this custom when there are festivals, all the spiritual masters eat underneath the temple room, and then the young disciples come and they want the maha.
To sam vidio puno puta. Recimo u Njemačkoj, kada su festivali, guruji jedu ispod temple rooma. I onda dođu mladi učenici i žele dobiti malo.
Then they just begin to fight so much, they destroy even the door to get the maha.
E onda se, onda se počnu jednostavno boriti i toliko su to ponekad čak i rasture vrata.
You know, like a typhoon. I think it's because it tastes so good. There are the good things. Which have been left. But they think, oh, we are such good disciples. Anyways, I don't want to be critical and be offensive.
Yes.
But don't think so much about this. Just eat prasadam until you are happy and healthy and satisfied. We should, but there is something where we take prasadam as sense enjoyment, and you will know it when you are in the situation.
Ali postoje mogućnost da prasadam prihvatamo kao čuno zadovoljstvo i znaći ćete kada ćete biti u toj situaciji.
Young people must eat much.
Mladi ljudi moraju puno jesti.
Otherwise they will become spurgeon.
Inače će postati spurgeon.
Yes. But just take care that you don't eat really too much.
Ali ipak pobrinite se to da zaista ne jedete previše.
Good.
Da li može doći nešto nepredviđeno, jer čuo sam od starijih bakta da kada dođe nakon da može biti jako teško.
Šta kada dođe?
Da može biti jako teško kada dođe nakon. I da na neki način se smanji povezano sa drugim učinom. Da li je to tako?
If you carefully made distinction between the Boga and Prasad,
yes,
is it possible that something happened which is beyond our control, because she had heard from the older devotees that when the anarthas came, the thing may become very complicated and very, very hard to overcome.
This is not possible.
And the connection with the spiritual master can be reduced.
Anarthas come. Basically, we forget Krishna and remember Maya.
Anarthas dolaze uglavnom kada zaboravimo Krishnu i sjećamo se Maje.
That's how they come.
Na taj način one dolaze.
And the more you practice to remember Krishna, the less you have problems with anarthas.
I što se više prakticiraš sjećanje na Krishnu, manje problema imaš sa anarthama.
It is not very complicated to become free from anarthas.
Nije jako komplicirano postati slobodno od anarthama.
We have to take care that in our service we become Krishna conscious.
Trebamo jednostavno se brinuti o tome da u našoj službi postanemo svjesni Krishna.
For instance, Madan Gopal and Vidyavali did very nice service on this tour.
Na primjer, Madan Gopal i Vidyavali su napravili jako dobru službu tokom ove turneje.
I remember in 2 days in Titova Učiće they filled the whole cinema with people. One and a half days only.
U Titovom Učiću za jednu i pol dan samo napunili čitavu kinosalu sa ljudima.
And they could be preached to very effectively by the Beograd preaching party.
Možda su im je vjerovatno ime Beogradski preaching party propovedao jako lepo.
And in this way they came in contact with Krishna consciousness very effectively. That's a very nice service.
I na taj način su ti ljudi došli u kontakt sa svjesnosti Krishna. To je jako dobra služba.
And give them record. So if one concentrates on one service like this, does everything which is good for in order to increase the service, and at the same time thinks of Krishna, one will become very quickly free of anarthas.
Ako se na taj način osoba usredsredi na svoju službu i istovremeno dok obavlja službu nastoji da se sjeća Krishne, onda će jako brzo postati slobodno od anarthi.
If you want to be free of anarthas, the anarthas for our young members means these unwanted material disturbances in your mind.
Za naše mlade članove, anarta znači unwanted
material disturbances.
Neželjena materijalna uznemirenja unutar uma. Ako želite biti slobodni od njih,
like material desires.
Takve anarte su recimo materijalne želje,
bad habits,
loše navike,
and other such diseases.
I druge slične bolesti.
So they go very quickly away if you do slujba and think at the same time of Krishna. This is the trick.
te anarte jako lako odlaze ako radimo službu i istovremeno mislimo na Krishna. To je taj trik.
If you just do slujba and don't think of Krishna, you will not be able to develop some love for Krishna.
Ako radite službu, ali ne mislite na Krishna, nećete biti u stanju da razvijete ljubav.
In theory and practice you can even become proud.
Teoretski i praktično čak možete postati ponosni.
Oh, I am so good. I went to Tintoba Určiće and because I was there in 1.5 days 500 people were in the hall.
Tako sam divan. Otišao sam u Tito Určiće i samo zbog toga što sam ja bio prisutan za dan i pol, pa 500 ljudi je došlo.
It must have been because I practiced Hatha Yoga.
Mora da je to zbog toga što sam prakticirao Hatha Yoga.
And I have a divine influence. I think it must be there, this, that I'm so special.
A imam i neki božanski utjecaj. Mora da se sve to odigralo zato što sam jako specijalan.
You see, if you do your service, but you don't remember Krishna, then sometimes you can develop an anatta even when you do service.
Dakle, ako radite službu, a ne sjećate se Krišne, možete razviti anarte čak radeći službu.
Therefore, you must do your service and practice dependency of Krishna.
Stoga morate raditi službu i prakticirati ovisnost o Krišni.
Then, very quickly, anartas will go.
Onda će anarte jako brzo nestati.
Then, when something wonderful happens, you understand, well, this is the milost of Krishna.
I onda kad se nešto zadivljujuće prekrasno desi, onda mislite da, to je Krishna milost.
And you will become very attached to Krishna.
I postaćete jako vezani za Krishna.
Very thankful.
I jako zahvalni njemu.
I'm such a nitkom, but still something happened.
Takav sam nitkom, ali još uvijek se stvari odvijaju.
You will just say, shake your head. One for so many people can't believe that Krishna is so merciful.
Tako puno ljudi ne mogu vjerovati Krishna je tako milostiv.
Is it clear, Vindhyavali?
Ali je jasno, Vindhyavali?
Yeah. But still, thank you very, very much, also Madan Gopal. He felt very happy from the Vyoga preaching party that so many people came to pro. It's strange, 750 people came. Imagine. Zrenjanin.
Aha, u Zrenjanin. 750 ljudi došlo, zamislite samo.
You can see, I've given the tape to Daily Baksha. You can see on the video, everyone goes like, we want more, we want more, we want more, like this. More Krishna.
Možete vidjeti, dao sam traku Daily Baksha, kako tamo svi ljudi skandiraju, hoćemo još, hoćemo još.
Hoćemo čas. That's what they say, huh? Hoćemo čas.
Hoćemo još.
Hoćemo još. Good, we will end here. Hare Krishna.